verse 7 of chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians, he says, but we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. Now, that word nurse means nursing mother, a mother bird, if you please, as a nurse cherisheth her children. You see, this is his positive statement. I've been a nursing mother, a mother bird to you. And you remember the Lord Jesus said that to Jerusalem. How many times I've gathered you as a mother hen gathers her chickens. And that's what he wants to do for all of those of us that are his. He uses many figures of speech. One is that of a sheep. He's the shepherd. And he gave his life for the sheep. He protects the sheep today. And he's someday going to gather them all in a fold where they'll be safe with him. Then the other is this idea of a mother hen and little chicks. Now, I was raised in the country, and I remember that in the spring of the year, you'd put an old setting hen on some eggs, and before long, she's got a bunch of little chickens. And you will see her going around the yard, just clucking. And the way we did in our day, we just didn't have a special chicken yard. We lived in a great big place by a cotton gin. And these chickens, they roamed all over the place. And one of the greatest things was looking for eggs in an area of a quarter of a mile. And a whole block, as it would be today. Well, anyway, a rain would come up, a quick shower. And she'd just start clucking and start toward the hen house. And my, how she's moving and getting these little chickens along. And sometime she wouldn't quite make it. So she'd just get all of them in under, just cluck, cluck, cluck. And she'd just be out there. And the rain running off of her, but the little ones are under there safe. How many times the Lord Jesus said, if you just come getting under my wing. Wonderful picture. Now, Paul says, I'm that kind of a minister. And that's the kind of minister that many men are today that are not great preachers by any means. They're great expositors. And I've met them. And I would say to the child of God that need counseling, don't appeal to me by letter. We answer them and do the best we can. But very frankly, that's not the best way. In your area, I'm sure there is a godly preacher, a minister who believes the word of God and preaches it, and a man that is mature and experienced. Don't go to a young one. Now, don't misunderstand me there, but I found out that in matters like this, it's better to go to a mature, experienced man and sit down and open your heart to him and let him help you, and he could help you. Because there are many ministers like Paul that could have a mother's side of their ministry, and there are many ministers that emphasize the mother side. They're good at counseling. And we come here in verse 8. He says, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear, are beloved unto us. Now, this word dear is beloved. Paul had a genuine love for the believers. And Paul was willing, actually, to die for the Thessalonian believers. A wonderful relationship, you see, he had to them. Paul the Apostle was a great man of God.